Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. Tomlin Tuesday, Mike Tomlin's weekly news conference just ended. We are here now to tell you all of the things that, all of the questions that he dodged, and what a great job of tap dancing he did. But hey, that's what coaches do, and you know, this guy is good at it. There were some nuggets of information, though. You know, we love him, and so we kid. But Troy, I guess, is the big news. I really
Troy and Lamar Woodley, I think.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm gonna put Woodley in that class. Guy was having a phenomenal year.
Yes,
and I think a lot of people are very curious to see what the defense looks like with James Harrison playing well on one end and Lamar Woodley playing well on the other.
Let me ask you a question, though. Who would you rather play without? Not that you want to play without either, but who would you rather play without if you had to pick one?
If you're going to put a gun to my head for
yes,
this game,
absolutely.
I want Woodley back.
Interesting. I'm still of the I've seen it without Troy, and it frightens me to look at it again. It was okay against Tyler Palko, but I think you and I are of one mind there on the Tyler Palko's ranking on the NFL list of quarterbacks.
So it would be the bottom.
At the bottom, one slot above Alex Van Pelt.
Not to bash Tyler Palko.
No, but, exactly.
It is what it is. Everybody sees that he can't throw the ball. Now, you know, I think Andy Dalton, I want him
pressured.
And I think Troy's role has kind of changed. He's playing a lot more up near the line of scrimmage these days. He's kind of become a Band-Aid for the run defense, and it's been an effective Band-Aid. But I think Lamar Woodley can do that too, and he can create the turnovers on his.
Interesting.
End.
I mean, and a compliment to Woodley that he's in this conversation, because if we had this conversation one calendar year ago today,
we wouldn't be having it.
It would have been over quick.
But since then, I think Lamar Woodley has shown me a whole lot of Terrell Suggs, DeMarcus Ware. Since that Houston game, he's been a different player. Pretty good one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was working.
But anyway, the big news is Troy and Woodley. Troy, according to Mike Tomlin, and again, I'm paraphrasing here. I will use the one word he did use, though. He said Troy was asymptomatic by Sunday night, which is a good sign. He said he hasn't had any concussion symptoms since the team returned from Kansas City. Troy will have to pass a battery of tests to be able to participate, meaning play against the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday.
You mean concussion tests, not general knowledge?
I don't know what the concussion test might involve. Some kind of questions and
like who won the War of 1812, who's buried in Grant's tomb, that kind of stuff.
Not history tests, but you know those cognitive recollection.
Grant, by the way.
Did he?
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Go, yeah, that one. Yeah,
Grant.
Right, I understand that. Where was Edison?
It's up near Yankee Stadium.
Where was Edison when the light bulb, the one he first built, burned out?
Where was he?
Yeah.
Can I guess in the dark?
Perfect. See, there you go. You do not have a concussion, obviously.
No, I'm pretty sharp on that
yeah.
stuff. I actually went by Grant's tomb one time because I was looking for Yankee Stadium and got lost. And I was driving around and just went right by, like, oh, wow, there it is. It was actually pretty cool.
But you, even before you saw it, you knew who was buried there.
I suspected, yeah.
Yes. Battery of tests to participate, and he said that he is confident that that is going to happen. You know, first practice is tomorrow, and we'll see. I mean, I would imagine usually, Troy is kind of, eased into practice or over the course of a week, you know, Veterans Day off on Wednesday. But they may change that only because I think you have to exert yourself then to see if.
To make sure there's no relapse.
Right. And that's part of, I believe, the battery of tests. But, I only play a doctor on the radio. I'm not actually one.
Well, we should all certainly be coached up on concussions in this town by now.
Yeah. There were a couple other interesting things he said. Yeah. You know, being asked about the – it's still on the concussions, asked if there is a more of a chance of a recurrence the more of them that you have. Tomlin said he didn't know. The interesting thing, though, was when he said he didn't know necessarily even if medical professionals know, whether that has been determined definitively, whether if you've had concussions, whether you are more likely to have them. I know, I'll tell you what, the Pittsburgh Penguins and their medical staff, they probably know a little bit about this as well, having dealt with this with Sidney Crosby for almost a calendar year.
Yeah, they have a couple guys who say the answer to that's no.
Well, you know.
A couple guys involved in that.
So there you go. But again,
that's what they say.
That's what they say, right. Do they really know? Probably not. The brain is not something that, you know, a lot is known about.
And not one of the guys who said that. It was an actual MD. But
yeah, well, there you go. So anyway, but Tomlin did say that the Steelers are sensitive, you know, to Troy's concussion history, and he does have one. And, you know, really, I think that the only thing you can really try to do and be expected to do is go with the most conventional medical wisdom and whatever the current most up-to-date testing system is. And, you know, then that's it. I mean, I really don't see anything else you can do for it. If Troy thinks he's okay and he passes whatever the tests are that, you know, medical science has at its disposal at this point in history, I don't know. I don't know that there's anything else you can do.
All I can speak to is what I saw Sunday night, and he got hurt. He left the game. At first, he was sitting on the bench. He had one of those winter caps on.
Yeah.
And soon thereafter, he was standing on the sideline, helmet on, chin strap buckled, kind of put me in coach sort of vibe.
I'm ready.
He was giving
yeah.
out. So I'm going to believe Mike Tomlin when he said that Polamalu was asymptomatic relatively quickly Sunday night, because yeah. that's what it looked like from afar.
Yeah. And also, he had very little chance of actually getting what he wanted. Even though his helmet was strapped on and he was ready to go. And I'll tell you what, some of those times when it looked like Chinese fire drills with the Steelers' defensive personnel groupings coming in and out as the Chiefs were standing over the ball, who knows? I'm kidding, but, you know, Troy could have probably slipped out there the way that, you know, that was.
Oh, most of the time they take your helmet away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they trusted him. They've taken Hines Ward's helmet away.
Well, yeah, of those two guys, who you think's more apt to do what he's told? And, you know, again, you know, Hines is Hines. It's okay. Okay, I'll let you go with Woodley, since I did Troy. Talk about Woodley.
Oh, I just
– His situation.
Yeah, they think he's going to be able to play. They're not ready to rubber stamp that yet, but it's looking positive. It's looking encouraging. And you know, if you've been around here, the inside view that we get in the media, he's been doing a lot after practices, even though he's been limited in practice. It's been a push, at least it's appeared that way to me, to get him back as soon as possible, and hopefully Sunday's the day, because, again, I want to see what that looks like, the bookends.
Yeah, let me say this.
I don't think James Harrison at the start of the year was as close to playing his kind of game as he was after he returned from that orbital bone issue. I think
right.
that allowed the rest of it to catch up, the back and
yes,
whatever
the
else
strength.
Was bothering him. So, yeah, line those guys up. And, okay, Andy Dalton, what do you have in response to this?
What do you think of me now? Yeah, I do believe, though, that the Steelers will not push Woodley, I mean, beyond because, again, they would rather have him for the duration of this season and the postseason. So if he can go Sunday, you know, he will. I think it's going to have to be like a sure thing lock that he's ready, though, before they put him out there that first game. All I'm going to say about
– might be a little limited snap situation, too. You might not want to overstress the injury. Maybe if it's one of those games where the Steelers are playing 60 defensive snaps, then maybe you see some of that shuffling
yeah.
that we saw earlier in the year with sometimes it's Worlds. Sometimes it isn't. Jason World's holding up and getting another little gold star. If he was at the Ohio State University, probably have a couple of those Buckeye stickers for the helmet, because he is playing well on defense, and the special teams play has not waned, according to the head coach.
What I will say about Woodley.
You get helmet stickers for covering punts or no? Covering kickoffs?
What league? In the Sunday league?
Yeah.
No, they call those paychecks. You get those every Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what, and it's, I don't know, I that Buckeye sticker, I mean, I don't know
you how much. You want zeros, not Buckeye stickers.
Right. I don't know how much those cost. I think I might rather have that check. But what we saw, Woodley's hamstring to me is similar to Andre Johnson's hamstring injury only because of this. Both of them injured them in games where they were running and then suddenly stopped and grabbed the back of their leg and went down. Now, that's why they're similar to me. Andre Johnson missed 6 weeks.
Yeah, although his season's basically over, not because of the hamstring,
right,
but because of the collarbone and the Liz Frank injury suffered by the two quarterbacks that had a chance to get him the ball.
But if you add 6 weeks from New England, Baltimore, Cincinnati, the bye, Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. So that's all I'm saying about his potential for Cincinnati. I would be a little only because of what we saw with Andre Johnson. But, hey, I'm all in favor of it. If he can play, great. Maybe he's a quicker healer than Andre Johnson.
He is a Michigan man.
I was just going to say, he did not go to the U. He did play football in the Big Ten. He is from
Saginaw.
Larry Foote is from Flint, right?
Larry Foote is from Detroit.
Oh, actually,
bite your tongue that you would say he is from Flint. He would have a great issue being the proud Detroit guy that he is.
Okay, well, my apologies. I didn't know that I was committing a.
Mateen Cleaves is from Flint, but he's not really in this conversation.
No, he is not. But anyway, I guess
he's a pretty good high school football player, though.
I have no doubt.
Option quarterback.
I have no doubt. If you're that good of a basketball player,
could have gone to Florida State to throw the rock or pitch it.
Yeah, I think he made the right move. I really do. I don't think he would have been a NFL quarterback, and so.
And again, he's not really an NBA basketball player either.
But I mean, I think he ended up picking the right sport. I really do, and I'm sure you agree.
I could not agree more.
So we also heard the, the
statement for the defense.
What do you mean? I was going to say the typical. Rosy forecast or overview of the upcoming opponent.
Oh, we did that, but he opened. I thought he sounded, Mike Tomlin did, like a defense attorney when he said, there were some encouraging aspects of that Kansas City game, actually trying to convince us that it wasn't
How long do you think he had took for him to convince himself Sunday night and Monday?
I'd say a significant amount of time.
I liked his line about
the young guys didn't stink.
Yeah. Well, but he did say about the receivers, we need more separation. We need to make more competitive catches.
Yeah. Can I just complain about Kansas City a little bit?
Sure.
Since I missed yesterday's program trying to catch up on some much-needed Z's. 12 men on the field on defense. 12 men in the huddle on offense. 6 penalties that were actually enforced, 11 if you count all the ones that were either declined or offset by Kansas City penalties. They were not on their details.
And I thought that beyond the players, you want to keep going or you?
Yeah, I got one more for you. The quarterback.
No, because I got another one to moan about. I moaned about it a little yesterday, but let me just throw it in since you weren't here.
The quarterback waving the punt team off the field.
Oh, this
and
is...
then. Getting to the line of scrimmage and, I guess I wasn't there after. Well, let's call timeout so we can punt the ball 19 yards.
Into the end zone.
Net. 19-yard net difference. That was not what I was expecting. I thought all the signs were pointing to and the wind was blowing in the direction of, hey, time to get ready for December football, time to push that gas pedal and get on the parkway and fly down the road. And some of the things that we saw earlier this year that irked me then irked me again.
And I want to extend this to the coaching staff. I thought that both sides, offense and defense, maybe became a little bit too enamored with, wow, look at all these shiny new toys we have. Look at all these potential personnel groupings we have or utilize these up-and-coming young people. I mean, why is Emmanuel Sanders returning kickoffs? Based on what has he shown ever?
Your question was answered to a degree today. It was because there is a desire to utilize both Emmanuel Sanders and Antonio Brown.
Well, again, you know, that's an answer to the question. I think if you gave him sodium pentothal and made him tell the truth, he would say, well, you know, we wanted to try this other guy because, you know, we think he can be pretty good too. And my retort would be, well, you know the other guy is good. Let's just use him.
And let me add, too, that the other guy has been
really
identified
good.
On several occasions as a very highly conditioned athlete. So even if he's playing more receiver, which he is, shouldn't really stress him out too much to return, what are you thinking, maybe two kickoffs?
Hey, even four.
If you're doing it right.
Yeah, let's say four.
Yeah.
I mean, because, again, if he's back there, and by he, we're talking about Antonio Brown, the other guy, that's who we're talking about. He's a weapon. Right. He is, yes, has been, you know, to me makes it is – Emmanuel Sanders
tough
can't
to do it from the sideline is my point.
Sanders, well, right, but Sanders can be, so he is a more of a projection than a, and I'm all about the sure things. And on defense, too, how many times, well, it seemed like a lot to me because I was just losing my mind up there when I thought they could lose to Kansas City. But the defense, you know, they got, seemed that when they were doing that muddle huddle or quick, but not really no huddle up tempo, whatever they were doing.
Seemed to me it was a little more up tempo than what the Steelers do when they're in no huddle, but it was not 2 minutes.
Yes.
Hurry up.
Because it seemed to me, and again, maybe I was projecting it from the Steelers' standpoint, that they were trying to either prevent you from getting your personnel groupings on the field or catch you in the middle of these kind of changes. And I thought they were decently successful in that, especially early with that. I thought there were a lot of times when it seemed to me that the Chiefs were up over the ball and there were Steelers defenders either talking among themselves or looking to the sideline, either trying to get a call or trying to communicate the call. And, you know, just line up and play it. Whatever it is, you know, you should be able to out-personnel the Kansas City Chiefs, even if you only play the same defense every snap, right?
Yeah, I cannot argue with that assessment. I was a little surprised that the Steelers gave up the amount of rushing yards they did, given that you knew every pass was going to either be sideways or short over the middle or a check down, something of that nature.
And who's not thinking that maybe they might do weird things all game, like fake punts and onside kicks?
Yeah, I thought they were tipping that when they shifted. That was a time to at least get a timeout.
Yeah. And again, when they put the 5'9 guy there as the personal protector, that to me is another, hey, all of us, you know, they're kickoff returners, now the blocker, I don't know about that. Those were the kind of things to me that were disappointing and I think, you know, contributed to the performance. The fumble by Mwelde Moore set the tone. Well, as soon as if you get on and stick that in the end zone, I have no facts to back this up, but it really sounds good when I state it so emphatically. If you get on and stick that in the end zone, final's 31-10.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't like the execution of the game.
Yes.
Being
players,
on,
coaches,
on
anything.
Point. Yeah. It just was one of those, it's almost, Bob, as if everybody looked at the film and said, can't lose to Tyler Palco.
they were listening to our podcast last
maybe.
Week.
Maybe.
Well, you know, if you want to be truly informed, you should listen to them.
Yeah.
But they need to concentrate on their details.
But they did get through it, and I think the Bengals situation is enough to shake everybody back into focus if that, in fact, was not the case at Arrowhead Stadium.
Now who sounds like the defense attorney? You got anything else from this press conference you want to throw out there, complain about?
I thought, you know, Mike Tomlin made some points about the Bengals having changed a little bit since the first game against the Steelers. I would think the biggest change is that Andy Dalton has now played the Steelers and the Ravens once each. And I would have to think he is better prepared to do so again, having done so already, as opposed to playing those two teams back-to-back with no prior experience to what you get.
And I would my big thing is no Leon Hall. Bengals, he's their best cornerback.
It's not a Michigan man.
Yes, well.
So Steelers could be adding a Michigan man, and the Bengals will not have one.
Wow.
They had been
what a significant advantage that's going to turn out to be.
If you say so.
and they'll be doing this all the day after the first Big Ten championship in history.
Yes, they will.
Wow.
It's going to be a heck of a weekend, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Woody Hayes. Who's buried in Woody Hayes' tomb?
I assume Woody Hayes.
All right, enough of this merriment. That'll do it for this edition of Talking Steelers
More
Football.
More to come.
Well, not today. For Mike Pursuit, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. Talk to you when we preview the Cincinnati Bengals.